Another struggle, another obstacle, another battle.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
And Mr. Tim Dillon said something rather profound. It made me think, and he was, you know, he's correct, I feel. He said that this is a pandemic of vanity. Good morning, jesters. Good morning, jestettes. Good morning, fellow jesterians. Oh, what a great good morning, man. It's chilly. It's chilly as mother truckers, but you know what? We're going to survive. We are not going to die. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone. Ha, ha, ha. It's going to be a great fucking year, man. I'm hoping by the end of the year, I can no longer call myself a starving entrepreneur. I've been going at the Justice Promoting Company for 3 years, just over 3 years, and I know I'm willing to go 10 years, because it takes 10 years to become an overnight success. But I've been busting my ass. People of this town, they've seen me out walking to places, talking to people, doing shit. So you know what? Shit's about to take off. Woo-hoo-hoo! And I love every single one of you. Thank you all for joining us for another spectacular year. Fuck yeah. Whew, now I was listening to the latest Joe Rogan Tim Dillon podcast yesterday, and Mr. Tim Dillon said something rather profound. It made me think, and he was, you know, he's correct, I feel. He said that this is a pandemic of vanity. People choose a team and refuse to be wrong, so they don't want to bruise their ego. It's a fucking pandemic of vanity. He's fucking right. That's exactly what the fuck it is. Thank you, TD. You the man. Fuck yes. Yo. But I did find something to put in my vaporizer, so we're going to start that up now. And then we're going to get back to our conversation with Dr. Carl Hart and drug use for adults, chasing liberty in the land of fear. What is also clear is that as long as heroin and other drugs are banned, users will be less willing to disclose information about their use, even to medical professionals. Imagine your doctor's response if you told her that you used heroin last weekend. This silence leads to more unnecessary health risks because it contributes to individuals being more susceptible to misinformation about heroin and compromises a patient-provider relationship. Now, that being said, I have a friend. We're not going to say his name, but he recently got sucked into the monster. And I judged him, and I want to take this time to apologize to him for it. Reach out, man. I'm sorry. I love you, man. I got you. If you need anything, let me know. When I became department chair, a colleague informed me that Professor Robert Bush, a well-liked previous chair in our department, had died from what was characterized as a narcotics overdose in 1972. People speculated that heroin was the causal agent. Bush was 51, my age as I write this. He also belonged to a marginalized group. I'm black, he was gay. He taught a course on drugs. I now teach such a class. He resigned his chairmanship after a dispute with the administration, but resumed the role shortly thereafter. I did as well. I did too. These parallels increased my curiosity about the circumstances surrounding Bush's death. I wondered about the extent of his opioid knowledge. I wondered if ignorance had played a role in his death. I know for certain that lack of information plays a huge role in the annual number of heroin-related deaths. Many users don't even know if they actually have heroin because some dealers pass off other potentially more dangerous substances as a drug. Also, some people unwittingly combine heroin with benzodiazepine, such as a Xanax or another sedative, and thus increase the risk of overdose, especially in non-tolerant individuals, such as importantly, street heroin potentially. We're gonna pick this up. I'm gonna change this bag out right quick. So pardon the interruption whilst I am not derelict of my duties. Put this in here and let that one fill. Oh, Mary Jane is my friend. I fucking love Mary Jane. Now let's get back to Dr. Carlhart. Okay. And thus increases the risk of overdose. As damn. Outbreak. Especially in non-tolerant individuals. Just as importantly, street heroin potency varies widely, and it varied even more in the 1970s. This variability adds even more uncertainty about the strength of the effects the users could expect. I wondered if any of these factors contributed to Bush's death. Whatever the case, I am certain that if heroin were legal, more people would be informed about a wider range of life-saving information. The current legal restrictions impede communication between users and healthcare professionals, as well as the communication between more knowledgeable heroin consumers and the general public. That's my fault. I was ignorant and I assumed. I fucking hate when I do stupid shit like that. So I'm sorry, E. Reach out, man. Back in the colonoscopy exam room, the nurse continued to jot down my responses to her questions. I also, from time to time, do a little cocaine, heroin, and Molly, I told her. Huh? She exclaimed, sudden interest in her voice. Her wide open eyes stared at me with disbelief without embarrassment. I wanted to laugh, but didn't. Instead, I put her at ease. I reassured her that I was not the stereotypical drug addict she had most likely learned about in her miseducation. It's cool, I said. I haven't taken anything recently. I also described my profession and explained that I have published extensively on the topic of drugs. Still, looking uncertain, but trying to appear cool, she meekly replied, "Oh, okay." Autopilot now turned off. She asked about where I worked, my travels, my interests. She now saw me. In the end, I knew I had done the right thing by coming out of the closet. Sure, it's risky, even frightening, but people like Rosa Parks and so many others face far more dangers in their efforts to rid our society of unjust laws. Knowing that I had benefited... Knowing that I had benefited directly from their gallant efforts, my decision was simple. Remaining in the closet about my drug use felt cowardly, dishonorable. Why should I be required to conceal an activity that I enjoy, especially if it doesn't negatively impact others? I am not a child, nor will I be treated as such. I fucking said this for a minute. Thank you, doctor. Thank you. Living in American society where black men are too often relegated to childlike status due to American racism is too damn hard to stomach being made to feel like a child in yet another domain. Thus, out of the closet I will forever remain. Good fucking job, doctor. Good fucking job. I just turned that off. That's full. This bag isn't even empty yet. Damn. Woo-hoo-hoo! Outbreak! Okay. Change bags again. The next chapter 3. Beyond the harms of harm reduction. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Jesus Christ. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. English proverb. I say that a lot. Jesus loves every one of you. Read the banners pulled by the airplane that circled above us in a dreary Sunday afternoon as I stood in the middle of Manchester's Heaton Park taking in the sights and sounds of the 2018 Park Life Festival. Park Life, like so many other festivals, takes place over several summer days during which mostly well-to-do young people commune, listen to music, dance, and generally enjoy themselves. Some even take recreational drugs in hope of enhancing the experience. Though I'm not particularly religious now, during my youth, I spent many Sundays attending a Southern Baptist church in Florida. I was thoroughly indoctrinated with the belief that Jesus took... Come on, buddy. That Jesus took a particular interest in looking after the poor, the least among us, and I was taught to do the same. The airplane banner... The airplane banner reminded me of this responsibility. I wondered if its sponsor would endorse the idea that looking after each other extended to using our knowledge, skills, and platforms to help keep people safe and healthy, even if they use drugs. I had been invited to attend Park Life by a UK organization, The Loop. That was a tempting. I had been invited to attend Park Life by a UK organization, The Loop, that was attempting in its own secular way to live up to these ideals. The Loop provides harm reduction services to people who use drugs. Simply put, harm reduction strategies seek to reduce negative consequences associated with drug use. Providing clean needles and syringes to an intravenous heroin user is an example of harm reduction because this decreases the person's chance of contracting a blood-borne infection from sharing contaminated injection equipment. Instructing a festival goer to drink lots of fluids to stay well hydrated if the individual takes a diuretic drug such as MDMA or methamphetamine as another example of a harm reduction. My fucking hands are cold, man. Outside the drug world, each one of us, on a daily basis, takes measures to prevent illness and to improve our health and safety. We brush our teeth, wear seatbelts, use condoms, exercise. We don't call it harm reduction. We call it common sense, prevention, education, or some other neutral name. The point is that the term harm reduction is used almost exclusively in connection with drug use and has negative connotations. It often conjures up an image of an intoxicated and belligerent individual imprisoned by the use of a substance or some other unfavorable image depicting a drug user in need of being saved. In addition, the term implies that service, e.g. education, geared toward drug users should be focused primarily on the potential harms caused by drug use and on strategies to reduce them. In a nutshell, the term harm reduction obfuscates the fact that most people use drugs to enhance experiences, to bring about euphoria, for pleasure. Let's put them down there for the day. Mark it, because my hands are pretty and cold and I can hardly hold the book up. Okay. Put my bookmark in. Close the book. And then it is that time of day to dive into the UFC. Let's see what these mother truckers are trying to sell us today.
If you have a topic or a story or just something you want the Jester's opinion on, go ahead and leave a voice message at anchor.fm/SWTJ. Sessions with the Jester, baby. Yeah, yeah.
A new year is upon us, but an old challenge remains. There are no signs that the Omicron variant is slowing. Right now, the U.S. is averaging...
This is awesome. This is awesome. Because we know, we fucking know that the Omicron variant is a cold. You get the sniffles. You might get a sore throat. You might. But that's it. So who the fuck cares? Go fuck yourself, man. Stop with all this fucking fear porn. But that's how the Democratic Party is going to take over. Because I had a discussion with a guy on Twitter yesterday. You know, I'll save it for the review. Oh, this is idiotic.
Of the coronavirus every day.
Several states just hit their all-time COVID case records, and the number of children hospitalized is going up. All this comes as students finish up their holiday break.
Oh, this because they're getting the shots, man. That's why the shit's getting up, because the fucking kids are getting the fucking shots, so they're getting sick because of the fucking shots. Take them to the hospital. How many fucking kids have strokes? How many fucking kids have died because of this? But let's keep giving it to our fucking kids. Because we're so goddamn smart, aren't we? I love it. No, I fucking hate it. But I'm trying to be calm because they're fucking killing your kids and you're okay with it. You're fucking okay with it. But hey, it's...
In Houston, Texas, the head of Houston Methodist Hospital,
you know, I forgive the people in the beginning because they didn't know any better. They thought they were doing good. But now there's the proof. The proof is out there, man. The proof is fucking out there. Why are you still giving these shots to your fucking kids? Because they just fucking said the hospitalization of kids is going up after they started getting the fucking shots. Is it causality or... is it causation or correlation? I'm willing to say that it's correlation or causation. It is causation.
That is good news.
I have no proof, but it's the goddamn the way things. You put everything together, that's the proof. So many coincidences. There can only be so many goddamn coincidences, man.
I spoke to David Kimberlin. He co-directs the Division of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
This is disgusting, man. I'm trying to remain calm. I'm going to let it play because we got to get this the fuck over with, because it's pissing me the fuck off. I mean, the Democratic Party is killing your kids. They're raising a fucking... We're bringing up a goddamn... generation of kids who are gonna be fucking... Oh my god, this is gonna be horrid. It's gonna be, but
he says even if most kids get mild,
that's Agenda 23, man. # Georgia Guidestones, baby. Fuck yeah.
Ending up in the hospital is enough to put stress on these hospitals because resources are just stretched so thin, Rachel. You heard Dr. Kimberlin say there, he thinks January will be bad, but the hope is that then the surge will begin to recede, similar to what's happening in South Africa.
So let's talk about what schools are doing then, Allison, because, you know, my kids, elementary school age, just got vaccinated a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and they're all fucking going to the hospital because they just got fucking vaccinated. Yeah, it's a fucking cycle that you're just keep going with this fucking horse shit because Omicron is a mother fucking cold, man. Come on, it's already out there. There is so much goddamn information, but these goddamn liberal cucks just want to... I hate labels. I hate fucking labels because there's no such thing as 100%. But Jesus fucking Christ, these fucking idiots are killing their kids. Let's inject this fucking shit into our kids. Masks don't fucking work. They're fucking... Oh my god, they're fucking idiots.
It's safe enough to get those kids back to school.
Wearing masks, he says, the benefits is like expecting a chain link fence to stop a single grain of sand. Go fuck yourself, man.
Thank you, Rachel.
Shut the fuck up.
71 degrees and cloudy is an amazing little head shop right in the heart of Lakewood, New York. Or you can find them at 710andcloudy.com, where you can use code word SWED10, save 10% on your order. They have all your smoking deals on your smoking accessories. Check out 710andcloudy.com or 50 Chautauqua Avenue in Lakewood, New York. Now let's get back to the show.
1 year ago this week, supporters of former President Donald Trump attacked the U.S. Capitol building and tried to overturn a Democratic election.
12 months later, oh my God. Obviously, okay. Do you remember? I remember the video of a fucking chick in a goddamn pajama pants looking and just walking casually through the goddamn whatever room she was walking through, just looking around. Did it look like a fucking attack? Stop using... Well, you're going to keep doing it, but... See, they're using these words to get you riled up when that wasn't a fucking attack. It wasn't a fucking attack. Donald Trump did get up and say, go home. Oh, I don't remember what the fuck exactly what he said, but you aren't going to be able to find it on the internet. That's been wiped clean because you got to hate Trump. You got to hate Trump. Oh, my God. It's just, you got to hate Trump and you got to kill your kids. That's the Democratic Party's platform, baby. Why the fuck are they still around? Because they're a domestic terror group and they fucking scare you with fear porn. That's exactly why. Ah, goddamn, bitches.
Republicans believe U.S. democracy is, quote, in crisis and at risk of failing, but not for the same reasons.
NPR's Joel Rose is with us now. Joel, good morning.
Hey, Rachel.
This idea that U.S. democracy is in crisis, I mean, the poll found that it's a sentiment held by Democrats and Republicans, right?
Right. I mean, the majority of Americans agree across the board, regardless of partisanship. Overall, 64% of poll respondents say U.S. democracy is in crisis. But this sentiment is really strongest among Republicans. A big percentage of Republicans agree with the false claim that there was significant fraud in the 2020 election. Here's Mallory Newell. She is a vice president at Ipsos, which conducted the poll.
It is Republicans that are driving this belief that there was major fraudulent voting and it changed the results in the election. And fewer than half of Republicans are willing to accept the results of the 2020 presidential election.
That last number, that fewer than half of Republicans say they're willing to accept the results, is
this is all these are all lies. In fact, it's actually
almost two-thirds of all poll respondents agree that democracy is more at risk now than...
I'm trying to figure out how to say this. They're manipulating you. They're not manipulating you. They're trying to manipulate the masses. Mass psychosis. That's a new hot term. But, it's fucking insane, man. Because what did Donald Trump ever do? Really? He never did anything poorly. I mean, I wish I had a fucking... My memory was back the way it used to be, man. I fucking hate my brain injury. But God damn it. Go back to it.
Was 1 year ago. Among Republicans, that number climbs to 4 out of 5.
NPR did some follow-up interviews with poll respondents. What did you hear from that?
Well, the answers differ sharply depending on whether you're talking to Democrats or Republicans. Two-thirds of Republicans in this survey agree with the false claim that, quote, voter fraud helped Joe Biden win the 2020 election, which is a key pillar.
Well, let me ask you this here, buddy. How did the man who ran... First off, I didn't vote for either of them. I voted for the other Joe. I voted for Joe Jorgensen of the Libertarian Party. But I want to know how the man who ran the laziest fucking campaign in the history of presidential campaigns received the most votes of any president in the history of presidential campaigns. Tell me how the fuck that happened. There had to have been some sort of voter fraud or influence going the fuck on. And the media, right here, NPR, is the perfect fucking example.
Because we point out their fucking lies every goddamn day. Every goddamn day these fuckers are just trying to tell you this or trying to tell you that. And it's all bullshit. Because they're trying to herd you in one direction or the other like you're fucking sheep. Like you're fucking cattle. But you're not. Because you're listening to the jester. And the jester will fucking lay the facts out as he sees them. He puts them fucking together. You can agree with them or you cannot agree with them. That's your choice. But goddamn it. I sure as fuck have... Don't... Let's get back to the UFC.
So-called big lie that the election was stolen from former President Trump. This has been thoroughly disproven, but many Republicans are simply not persuaded. We talked to Stephen Weber from Moonstone.
It would have been disproven. It would.
The election.
I want to know what happened with that bomb Christmas morning. Do y'all remember that?
81 million people voted for Biden compared to about 74 million.
And I'm sure that just didn't happen, but no, they found they had to find a scapegoat. They found his DNA on the goddamn drive shaft or some fucking bullshit. Yeah, right. Just like a plane really did fly into the fucking Pentagon. Jesus Christ. They're fucking, they lie to you, man. That's what everybody needs to realize. The government will fucking lie to you because they're all corrupt fuck. Man.
Here's Susan Leonard from Lyme, New Hampshire.
It's like a group mental illness is hit these people. I can't even wrap my head around it. I cannot believe this is happening in our country.
Yeah, it's called mass psychosis, driven by the fucking media. You dumb country girl.
Violent attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Was it really violent?
The events of January 6th. Is there any agreement among respondents about what happened that day?
Yeah, we did ask about it. And the results are, you know, all over the place. No one thinks it was a reasonable protest, pretty much. But beyond that, Americans really cannot agree on what it was. More than half of Democrats call it, quote, an attempted coup or insurrection.
It wasn't.
Republicans are much more likely to call it a, quote, riot that got out of control, unquote. And a pretty significant number of Republicans, almost a third, told us it was actually carried out by, quote, opponents of Donald Trump, including Antifa and government agents.
Well, it was. Antifa is a proxy army for the CIA. So, of course it fucking was. And the CIA didn't fucking like Donald Trump. Hey there, fellow Jesterians. Let me tell you about a sponsor of ours that is now part of the Jester family. Shine On Botanicals is one of the purest CBD distillate on the market. We have tinctures, roll-ons, vapes, gummies. We also have pet tinctures. Money-back guarantee if you find a better price. Email thepromotingjester @gmail.com. Put Shine on the subject line and list what you would like to purchase. By the end of the week, you will receive an invoice. Easy peasy. Now let's get back to the UFC and fight against that bullshit propaganda.
More than 80 U.S. Capitol police officers were injured in the attack on the U.S. Capitol last
year.
Several have died since then.
Tom Manger, chief of the Capitol Police, is scheduled to testify before the Senate Rules Committee on Wednesday. He's held the job for less than 6 months after several top officials were forced out. Manger recently spoke with NPR congressional reporter Claudio Grisales about his vow to his officers.
This department cares about them. We're not going to let them down in the future the way they felt let down on January 6th.
Claudia joins us now. Claudia, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Rachel.
Just talk a little bit about what the past year has been like for members of the Capitol Police Force.
Right, they suffered tremendous loss. For example, of the 80 injured, some are still on medical leave, and more than 130 have quit. They also saw more emergencies, including an April car.
How many killed themselves? There was a lot of cops that killed themselves, but they're leaving that number out. Of course they're not going to tell you that.
Including addressing morale.
The discussion that I often have with officers about morale is, think back to why you took this job in the first place and think about that. And then think, you know, is the job now harder than you thought it was going to be? And so that impacts morale. You know, you think, oh, well, this wasn't what I expected. This is much harder.
The agency will add a new wellness center this year near the Capitol for officers, and Manger wants to hire nearly 300 more cops this year and eventually get up to about 2,000 total officers to address increasing demands. This is all going to be in focus this week with the anniversary, as well as when.
But you got to make sure they're well trained. That's for goddamn sure.
So after the January 6th
attack, so you don't have this bullshit happen again.
The Capitol Police Force took a lot of heat, right, for not being able to secure the actual building. What have they done to fix those security concerns? Right. Manger says Capitol Police have bulked up their intelligence sharing. This was a key January 6th failure. They hired a longtime Secret Service agent to help oversee large-scale events and added several new intelligence analysts. Manger said they also ramped up training, equipment, and staffing deficiencies for the riot control division, and they boosted communications, which was another area of weakness.
So, I mean, we heard Manger earlier say that the Capitol Police Force, that members just feel like the work is more difficult, that their expectations about the work have changed.
Stop eating.
Has the fundamental job of the Capitol Police Force had to evolve?
Stop whining. Grow the fuck up and do what the fuck you're supposed to do.
Protection role, and the threats have just skyrocketed.
Oh, it's too hard. It's too hard. Could you imagine fucking back in the 80s when I was fucking born? A cop saying, my job is too hard. Or anybody saying their job is... No, because they fucking knew how to fucking work, man. Jesus Christ, it's fucking insane. I am just... I'm blowing the fuck away. I don't get it. Triggering I don't get it at all.
Employee who Manger said was located 12 minutes later.
But the bottom line is, it shouldn't have happened. But it was human error, and we certainly reinforced with those two officers and will reinforce their training. And no one has to convince anybody, me or any of the officers here, how critical it is that we not make those kinds of mistakes.
The agency is also winning praise for their reforms from lawmakers, but they want to hear about their progress addressing more than...
No, they just want to feel safe. That's all the fuck they want.
Whereas only a third have been completed so far.
NPR's Claudia Grisales. Claudia, thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you much.
That is the UFC for January 3rd, 2020. Deuce! We've got the deuce. I'm with that for the rest of the fucking year. It is deuce, bitches. Oh, yeah. I got the deuce in the trunk of my car. Oh, yeah. If you only knew all the love that I found. Pull over, there's a reason why my soul's unsound. It's you. Okay, that's enough of that. That is enough of that for real. So, I'm just a fucking pothead. These mother truckers, man, they keep coming on with those, just trying to scare you, lying to you, man. Aren't you glad I'm here? I'm glad I'm here, that's for goddamn sure. My contribution to the world is fucking trying to keep people safe and away from these fucking liars, man. I can hate liars. We all know this. Fuck liars, man. Ugh, I hate liars. The first story was about Omicron and the cold. But they're just, oh my God, you gotta get your shot. And then you gotta fucking get your kids jabbed. Fuck yes, man. Because now kids are getting hospitalized. With COVID, not because of COVID, with COVID, because they got the fucking jab. You fucking think? What the fuck is different? You look at the two groups. Before, no kids got affected. After they got the shot, kids are going to the fucking hospital now. What's different in the group here, buddy? Jesus Christ. Come the fuck on if you can't see it. Open your eyes. Boom. Look. Kids get shot, kids go to the hospital. So, you think it's a good idea to give your kids this jab, this gene therapy? Hey, that's on you, man. Do you. The next story was about the January 6th riot. That anniversary is coming up. Oh, fuck yeah. Midterm elections, fuck yeah. Hey, Trump. Fuck yeah. That's what it is, man. Trump ain't got shit now, man. That's what they're saying. That's what they're trying to, that's what they're trying to accomplish. That's why everything is all hate Trump, because there's a rumor he might come back in 2024. Hey, what's going to happen then? If we still exist as a country in 2024, if there is a presidential election in 2024, if the fucking domestic terrorist group allows it, the DNC, we'll see what happens. Or maybe something huge, bigger will happen. Maybe the sun will micronova. Who knows? We're due. We're due. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, and then the last story was about the DC cops and how their morale is down and cops are killing themselves because they were paid off. They were paid to let shit happen. They were paid to do the shit by the CIA, by Antifa, who is the proxy army for the CIA. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. And give me facts. Well, I can't give you facts that they are. So I guess I'm kind of an asshole by asking that now, but that's my opinion. So, fuck it. It is what it is. I mean, there can only be so many coincidences before they become facts that line up.
If you like the show and want to support us directly, check us out on Venmo at @the_jester.
Peace.
Critical thinking skills is a must, man.
You have a Roku? If you do, you should add channel 716. That's CHANNEL space 716. It's full of classic films and local news now, with loads and loads of original content on the way. Downloading channel 716 to your Roku is going to be one of the best decisions you've made today. Let's get back to the show.
Speaking of the sun micronova-ing, let's check in. Let's see what space weather is going to be for December 3rd, deuce deuce. Good morning, Mr. Ben.
Good morning, folks. It's true. I gave my usual punching bags the holidays off. NASA, climate scientists, the holiday is over. We've also got a legitimately concerning observation of Earth change, and while we watched the last 24 hours on our star, which was relatively silent apart from a filament collapse on the right side, we have the solar wind and earthquakes to mention before cutting deeper. Solar wind had one last intensification overnight. Nothing major, and we did take minor reverberations of that initial geomagnetic instability this morning. Seismically, we took two in the larger 6-magnitude range, Taiwan and Vanuatu, luckily both offshore and deep. Now we need to blast a message to NASA here. With HelioViewer cadence reduced, the absurdity of using the slow ISWA product, SDO's data viewer page being down is an atrocity. Your 48-hour movies cut before the present day, and it is very unacceptable. Here are the two people at NASA responsible for fixing this today. Let their emails not be devoid of our concern. Up next, climate science. We've got yet another way to look at the record cold in Antarctica. It is increasing, both on the lead and the tail of winter. And this data doesn't even begin to touch the recent marks from this year, where those record cold marks were shattered once again. This one, I didn't think I'd ever see in the journals, the electric control of rain. The electric fields described here are greatly affected by the global electric circuit, geomagnetic conditions, and space weather. And this marks an explanation for about 15 to 20% of the solar terrestrial atmospheric control in the 500 papers cited in our textbook. Right now. The only place to get a hard copy is from BookBaby. They do have the university price, and shipping isn't cheap either. But there are also the PDF versions of our books at otf.cells.com, including the disaster text, which gets another notch added today, as the predicted global ozone losses have begun. Folks, this isn't the Arctic. This isn't Antarctica. This is the tropics, to the tune of potentially letting in vastly more UV over 50% of the atmosphere, 50% of the biosphere. And this is not only one of the predictions of the disaster unfolding, but it directly explains the warmer world and the trends we saw before the previous geomagnetic disasters, where weather weirding and that heat were also present. We greatly appreciate your support. Links to those books are below the video. Website members, you got a half podcast yesterday, and your planetary geometry deeper look for January. Four-way alignment coming up later this month. We've got wind maps and shots of our star to close. Subscribe, and we'll do this all again tomorrow. Right here, but right now at 6 a.m. in the new Valley of the Sun. Eyes open. No fear. Be safe, everyone.
Absolutely, Mr. Ben. Well done. Remember to subscribe to Suspicious Observers. Get full impact those videos and stay up to date to what's popping off cosmologically. Quote of the day. Deal with your problems before they deal with your happiness. Face up. Make shit happen. Realize that shit happens and deal with your problems. Don't let them fester. Don't let them hinder, because that will affect you later in life. So let's ramp up. Let's get the words out there and let's spread the gesture revolution, baby. If you ain't laughing, you ain't living. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. Fuck yeah. So be a better version of yourself. Smoke the weed every day. And just make it a shit happen, baby.